Sarah.
Hey. So I have an issue with a case that was sent up to, from intake a while back for Janice Jones. And apparently the caregiver has a pretty bad background and nobody had them sign a waiver or anything.
Oh, my God.
I'm not sure how to – I don't want anyone to get in trouble. I don't know what to do.
What's the patient's name?
Janice Jones. And I just went through all the notes, and I'm like, there's got to be – there's nothing on file. There's nothing – I mean – and it's like a lot of felonies. And I have somebody from the family on the phone saying that they don't understand. Like, they fired her from Ameribest because of the background. How is it? And I explained to her. I was like, oh, well, you know, they came over from the patient. And I was like, if they come over with the patient, you know, we can hire them as long as they sign a waiver saying they're aware of it and everything, and that you still would like to work with her. So, but there's nothing in there for that. I don't know what to do. It's for Shakita. Yeah, Shakita Richardson.
And it wasn't staff you came with.
No, yeah. And Erica is the one that sent it up. And this is the one Shakita also didn't have her updated TB. See, that's another thing. Arlita was in her file because Arlita is the one that put the note saying that she doesn't have her second part of her PPD. And then Erica responded that we allowed them to work, like Judah told them to start without it and that we would update it.
Wait, when did this case start?
November.
Oh, no, this isn't Rebecca. Then this falls on me. I think. I don't even know when she started. Okay, then hold on. CDC is still pending. Erica, CDC is still pending. Also, we use China founder of the positivity, blah, 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 blah. Oh, Dios mío.
I don't know how this even happened.
Let me go into the CD testing contest.
Trying to see who it is. Yeah, and Erica added it to the file, so I was like, maybe someone else put it on.
CD approved background check completed.
Strangulation is aggravated assault. Recklessly endangering another person. Like, this is crazy shit.
And this aide came with this patient.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet good Jesus. Let there be. Did we check cognito to see if there's a...
Oh, let me see.
And who made this aide compliant?
Erica did. Well, they weren't compliant because they didn't have the TB when they started, but.
This is why I'm so over this crap.
I know. And that's what, where it says employer decision?
No, what the hell is this background?
Employer and client agreement, let me say. What was, for Janice Jones, no.
Is it this one? I don't think this is the one. This is the one? Oh, this is the one.
I'm looking at both of them. No, I don't have anything.
So how does this come to play? Like, they just called saying about her background?
Well, there's somebody, Ms. Wall, like, it's nobody I've ever spoken to in regards to this case, and I've been working actively with this case for a while because there's always staffing that's needed. Now, currently, their services are paused because they lost their waiver and they're working on getting everything back. However, this new person just called and said, I want to make a complaint about a worker. And I was like, well, what is this in reference to? And she said that this caregiver was fired by Ameribest because of her background. I just don't understand how she was, but I don't know who this woman is or what relation she is to this case. Because I only speak to Douglas, who's her nephew.
Who the hell? Ethan, please put this down. That's the only. I don't even know.
All right. Well, I'll just put a note in there and have someone figure it out, I guess. All right.
I'm looking to see, I'm like hoping that there's something between the cracks somewhere, but.
I know, I mean, too. I'm like, I'm going to search this. Jones, what's this?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Nothing, nope.
This is so bad.
Yeah, this is really bad. The good news is that her services are paused anyway, so she's not with the patient, so we're going to have to just fire her and
terminate
her and add her to staffing, so that way when her authorization comes back into play, then we have it staffed. So just an FYI that this may come back to you guys.
Oh, right. I will come back.
All
fun
right.
Stuff.
Sorry.
Gracias, señorita.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. Not your fault. Alrighty.
Bye.